Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey everyone, I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We are in Chapter 5, and we're talking about, I know, we've got a whole bunch of people that are jumping, scooting up to the table today. Yeah, it's going to be a fun, exciting show. Today, we're going to be following the recipe. And I don't know about you, but I like to go rogue. So this is a good show for me because sometimes you just have to have certain ingredients in there to have it all turn out okay.
Oh, my
so.
God. Some of those dishes, Robin.
Yeah. So let's get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you today?
I'm really good. I want to kick off with the quote at the beginning. It's, all the world is made of faith and trust and pixie dust.
Mhm. Pixie dust. I like myself.
Yeah.
Glitter.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Into that pixie dust.
You need to glitter your day. That's a good bumper sticker.
Exactly.
I'm going to glitter my day. I know.
That's right.
I love that. And we also have another guest in the house, Miss Christina. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So happy to be here.
Oh, so great to have you. She's been following along with the book, and love to have anything that you want to put into the conversation, Miss Christina. You just interrupt everybody and just put it in there. It's all good. It's all
no
good.
No interrupt.
And
so I have to say, speaking of interruptions, so you were foretold of her coming in a way. Last show, I talked about my co-author, and that's her.
There we go. Yeah, if you go back to our last show, Amy was talking about a book that she's been, you know, it's that, you know, the overnight success of 10 years of wanting to start putting things together, but everything has its divine timing, and boy, this is exciting to see everything being put in there. So, and last but certainly not least, our wonderful author, Miss Amy's Rising Star, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me back on. I'm just loving this
Oh,
series.
Girl. You know what? You could be here every week and we would be happy, happy, happy about that whole thing. So I love this chapter because we're really talking about the receiving of guidance. And I think there's so many misnomers about being able to connect and being with spirit. And I'd love for you to kind of just wipe a lot of that stuff away and really get to the easy and just really can be a positive experiences of what we have going on with everything. So, Miss Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this chapter, compared to the others, it may not be quite as exciting in terms of my personal story, but it is such a foundational piece for everything that you do from this point on. And I think because it starts drawing it all together. I had moved from absolute resistance, you know, to no, don't talk to me, talk to the hand, you know, to guidance that was coming through that was clearly for my highest good and healing, but I didn't want to hear it. I didn't think it sounded good. I didn't think it was a great idea. But slowly, because of the loving guidance that kept coming through and because of all those miracles that happened in the chapter before where everything just fell into place, I had a job, I had a place to live, I had my first workshop. I mean, what could get easier? Okay, that just melts resistance to the love that's coming through with this loving message, right? So I think that's the first thing to really take in is what I call the discernment of your heart. You know, this was not an angry voice telling me you just need to get out of here because it's no good for you. This was a loving voice that was saying, listen, this is really what we see is for your highest good and healing. So try it out and see if we're not right. You know, if you don't like it, you could come back. It's okay. You could go back to where you were, you know, but no. So that discernment of the heart really is the deciding factor. You know, are your messages said with love? Do you feel that they are for your highest good and healing, even if it's not what you wanted to hear? Could it possibly be for your highest good and healing? And if it is, then then let's set this up so you get exactly what you're choosing or something even better than what you even had in mind.
That's so great. One thing I really want us to really talk about, a little bit about, was just this whole thing of like people who are really struggling with a resistance to change and what you might want to just kind of give for that kind of thing. Because it's just like, I know, but you know, that kind of a dance that you do with yourself instead of being able to stomp your foot and say, look, angels, this is the way I would like it. Okay, let's do this or something better.
Well, and I think that's such a valid point. You know, change is something that we all resist because I think in our hearts we're kind of afraid that we're going to create something that's worse than what we've got. And even if we have a really good thing going, if it's worse than what we've got, then we're not going to like it. And so there's always that little tiny bit of fear in the background. And I think that's where a lot of my resistance came from. You know, I was so firmly entrenched in the Midwest and I was in my 40s and I'm like, oh, come on. You know, I have all these reasons not to leave. You know, why don't you just make my life better here? Well, that isn't always the best, you know.
I want a better life, but I don't want to change anything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I'm resistant.
Exactly.
Yeah, resistant.
Yeah, may I share a story?
Yes, please.
So our grandmother, Mildred, she was older and it was getting close to her time to go. Her husband had left and her sons. And she was very, very faith-based. And she was the happiest person and the most trusting person I know. But when it was coming her time, her husband was coming, her sons were coming. And we were all shocked that she just, like, fought it tooth and nail. Like, she was actually on active dying, which usually means 12 hours, and she wasn't going. So, I wanted her to go, but, you know, because that was her time.
Right.
So so what I discovered in that process, I do a lot of making change in your life, workshops and writing and stuff like that, that it was about change. She wasn't afraid to go home. She wasn't afraid to see her husband and kids. And so I shifted and really started looking at how do I make it easier for her. One of the things that I did with my cousin who was there physically was we would move her into doing some meditation about seeing a bridge and were you willing to go to the bridge and grandpa and, you know, and your sons are on the other side. And instead of fighting it, honoring her and helping her. You know, so I think that you have, you know, that fear, that's okay. Honor that, and I love that, moving that resistance with love. So what are loving things you can do for yourself and supporting others when you butt up against that scary change?
Yes,
when that happened,
exactly.
I remember when that happened, I sent her a mixed bouquet with had a Bon Voyage balloon.
It was really interesting because she was in active dying in January. Her birthday was in March, and she didn't go until the day after her birthday because she was that kind of girl.
I'm not dying on my birthday. But my birthday is not going to have my death on it as well as my birth. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Right.
That's very interesting.
Well, and I think that brings up a really good point. It brings up a good point about readiness, you know. We can't change anything until we are backed into a corner to the point where we go, okay, now it's worse to stay here than it is to change, right?
Right.
I think that's a really good thing. Just asking Spirit to say, help me to be ready. Gosh, that's a great prayer.
Yeah.
That's a great asking.
Yeah.
Help me to be ready. What do I need?
Yeah.
What do I need to do to be ready? That's a great, great.
And I think, too, it's about being able to see the next step a little bit, even if it's hazy or just have some sort of positive association with the feeling. Like, you know, the visualizations, Phoenix, that you do in the meditations are so helpful because it's like, oh, now I can begin to see what this might look like. Now I get excited about what this might look like. It gives me sort of the energy that I need to push forward through the fear.
Yes, and as soon as you can see it, sense it, and feel it, you can make it happen. You know, it's just,
it
becomes almost instant. Yeah, exactly. Flowers.
Yeah, flowers are not afraid to open up and say, here I am. This is what I'm doing. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the this or something better. I mean, that can be a fearful place as well.
How so, Robin?
You know, yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, just the fact that this is something better, it's like you were saying before, Phoenix, about, you know, it's just that unknown. And I think if we can
mm-hmm.
change our
mm-hmm.
mindset into a place of where we can be curious, and it's
mm-hmm.
the childlike wonder of just saying, I'm going into this garden and it's going to be wonderful. And what am I going to see, and how am I going to experience all these things? And just really allowing yourself to be open to the good. Knowing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
having discernment that there might be ways that I have to maneuver on the trail, but yet ultimately I'm going to get to that wonderful waterfall that's at the end of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's allowing
mm-hmm.
yourself to be moving through all those maneuvers of things that we could turn around and say, oh, no, I'm not, no, that big boulder, not going around that. Mm-mm. I guess I'm done. I know that waterfall's on the other side, but for whatever reason, I'm not trusting myself that I can get around
that. Well,
you
have an angel, right? An angel jump on the top of the boulder and move it. It's not a big deal.
It's exploded. You know, it's out.
Okay, so I'd like to, Phoenix, have you talk a little bit about the whole recipe analogy. I absolutely love that. And I think that's part of how you take the fear out of change, making it a little more user-friendly. And your analogy about
mm-hmm.
the recipe is beautiful. So
mm-hmm.
I'd love to have you talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I just, before we do that, I just wanted to get back to the this is something better. By the time you're at that point of allowing, you are in a place of such deep trust that everything is starting to happen. And then it's like the little miracles on top of that. So it's easy to step into that place because it's enchanting. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Enchanting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so think about how, you know, if you're going to be cooking a recipe for the first time, either you've downloaded the recipe off the internet, or you've got a cookbook, or, you know, somebody's written it down for you or whatever, and you're just trusting that this person is going to have the same taste you do, and that everything that's written is absolutely accurate, and you can trust it, and you follow it, and, you know, it's the first time, so you don't know exactly what you're doing, you're just following the steps there. But after you've made it once, that's when your intuition can kick in. With cheese instead of the cheddar cheese, or what do I need here that would make it even better, more zestful or delicious in my way of doing it? And so you just start playing with it until it becomes your recipe. And that's all we're doing with every step of every type of change that we're doing. Okay, we get the directions maybe in our hearts. We go, okay, it's time to move to Sedona. Okay, how am I going to get there? Well, all right, I've gotten everything sold and given away until I'm down to a little more than a carload, but I don't want to store that. This is my personal stuff that I really want to bring. So how am I going to get that there? Angels, what do you have in mind? And they bring to me the very person who can drive a van loaded stuff with me as we go across country together. I offer her a mini vacation, a chance to see Sedona, which she's been longing to do, and she's helping me out by getting my stuff here. You know, this is like, okay, that was really easy. I knew I had to get the stuff there. I wasn't sure how I was going to get it there. The intuition, the angels kick in, and here we go.
That's so great. That's so great. So anything with that, Amy?
I love the question, how do you discern what is right for me? I guess I'll dive in. For me, I go to a place of stillness and ask the question. And one of my favorite techniques is imagining a stop light. And mm-hmm. I ask the question and have it go right whatever color. And then I start asking more questions. That's one technique I use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's really good for visual people. Not everybody's visual, and I think the people that have the hardest time trusting are those that I would call kinesthetic. These are the people that feel it in their body, and they don't really know if they can trust it because there aren't any backup systems for them to go, okay, I feel it, but so what, you know? So one way to help kinesthetic people is to sit up really straight and ask yourself, you know, is this right for me? And if you find yourself leaning forward, yes, you're like a pendulum at that point. Yes, that is a yes for you, and trust that. If you're leaning back, then no, stop right there and analyze that a little further.
So you'd sit up straight and ask the question and see how you lean.
Yes, exactly.
Love that.
Are you going to lean in or are you going to lean out? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
lean in or lean
exactly.
out. Yeah. And you know what, though? We were talking this morning about that, about when it comes to movement. So everybody's always thinking it's a forward motion. But sometimes we have to back up. Sometimes we have to, like, allow ourselves to get back up a couple little bit and be able to see the bigger picture. And I love how you have your whole thing about having a back loop of being able to go ahead and look at things from a lot of different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing I say to my clients is, you know, you may be in a holding pattern, but even in a holding pattern, you're still moving. You're just not going forward yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
It was a group.
Yes.
Get that stereo. Yeah, we didn't even rehearse that. It just kind of happened. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Well, why don't we go ahead and do the meditation?
Great.
And we'll be on the other side of that.
Yeah, exactly, because this is another great way to just get into your discernment and to begin building it from a place of love. Your whole intention is built from a place of love. And I think, you know, this is like a foundational piece here. So don't discount this chapter just because there's not as much excitement going on here. Okay, so find a place where you can sit or lie down where you're comfortable, relaxing your breathing, making every inhale just as long and as slow as every exhale. As you relax your body, relax your mind, relaxing your spirit, and just stay in that space for a few moments to really allow yourself to fully and completely relax. When you're ready, I invite you to bring an image or a sense of your focus, your goal, your intention, whatever it is, to your mind and your heart. And begin to allow yourself to see, sense, or feel it to the degree that it is already developed. See, sense, or feel yourself in the act of living this joy, with grace, with ease. Seeing, sensing, or feeling the people involved, and sensing the joy that everyone has to be connected to this intention. Noticing the circumstances unfolding around your intention, the effortlessness, the ease at which everything happens, and it's perfect and divine timing. Maybe there's events that are also connected to this intention. And just sense how in alignment with your heart these things are. They make you happy. So open up your senses and allow your guidance to make other suggestions also in alignment with your intention. Maybe even aspects you hadn't considered. Maybe family, travel, right livelihood, friends, playtime, other things. Just allow yourself to receive these suggestions on every level and make them yours. And just send love to this co-creation from your heart. Send love and surround this co-creation and all the suggestions with a golden pink energy from your heart. See, sense, and feel how this love actually energizes your co-creation, your goal, your intention, and all the guidance you've received. Energizing it in a loving way. Energizing it in an exciting way. And as you see, sense, and or feel this heart co-creation energy, open up all of your senses and allow yourself to dream the answer to what could make this even better. Allowing yourself to be playful with this and allowing even more information, insights, and awarenesses to come to you in its perfect way. Seeing them, sensing them, feeling them in whatever way is right for you. Allowing yourself to feel even more joy, seeing ideas or people, sensing support, or whatever you need in a perfect way that would be even better than what you are focusing on. And just allow all of this to come to you. Allow yourself to be open to receiving this. What could be better? What would make things even better? Really feeling it, seeing it, sensing it in whatever way is right for you. Just allow it, or something even better. And when you're complete, you can come back.
That was so good. So good.
Delicious. We call that delicious. Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think we're really coming into a time now where people are allowing themselves to be in joy.
Yeah.
And I think it's so, yeah, it's so awesome to see, you know, and it's not everywhere. But, you know, we have to be the wayshowers, you know, wayshowers of light and carrying that loving energy. Let's carry the joy, because ultimately that's what we're talking about, being able to be on the planet and be joy-filled in the way that we walk and do the world. Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
I think that's it. So did we get, girls, are you still there? Did we lose anybody?
We're here. That was fantastic. Don't send my co-author off to the ethers. Not quite yet. We're not done.
No ascending yet.
Right.
So, Christina, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Did anything come up for you while you were doing that meditation?
Well, I saw flowers and a women's history book and puppies licking my face.
Aww.
That's what came. That's
aww.
A joy for me.
Nice.
So,
that.
And just circle of people all together, just that you know, when we do what our calling is, it shows other people that they can do theirs, and how fascinating that their callings are connected. I'm just blown away.
So. That was easy.
Did you guys hear that?
That was easy.
Well done.
All right, Robin. So proud.
Yeah, that's one thing. So I'm actually in Las Vegas this week, and I'm in Amy's office, so there's all kinds of toys to play with. So it's fun. Okay. I got these great little tools going on here. Yeah. Well, before we go, we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to put this out there because, again, I'm in Amy's room, and I'm getting inspired as I'm looking at this. So I've got to go ahead and read a couple things, and I'd love for you guys to just further this conversation when it comes to being able to listen, feel, ask, and know. And one thing, too, I want to say, Phoenix, is I really want to thank you, because one thing I've learned through this book is there's one thing to know it, but there's a whole new way of owning it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I really
Good
thank
point.
You for the owning of it. I like, and when people go, yeah, I know. Mm. But when somebody says, I own, I own. I think that's a good one, too.
Ooh.
That's another good bumper sticker. Yeah, I own it. Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I'm very inspiring.
Change the recipe. Right, I'm willing to change the recipe when it's time to change.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's like there's these really great YouTubes right now of like a novice cook and then a second level cook and then a high end chef. Okay, and then they have this food scientist that basically analyzes how each person did it and what was going to work best for the recipe. And I think what's really interesting is depending on who you are and what you do, it really gives you an idea of the novice to the expert, what really is right for you. I mean, one of the examples was this macaroni and cheese recipe, and the chef, the topping that he did had graham crackers with bacon and something else. I don't remember. But I could never have imagined graham crackers and bacon on top of macaroni and cheese. Right? I never would have imagined that.
Some people love
it.
That ain't mine. That's not my recipe.
It ain't mine either. But, I mean, it's just that idea that, you know, out of the box, you know, what else is possible?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm willing to try it once just to see if I like it. Because who knows if, you know, I look at that and go, But, I mean, until you try it, you really don't know. You know,
right.
So, anyway, I just want to put that out there.
And I really want to encourage people to have at least a buddy, right, a delicious life buddy and a team. I would really, really want you to get a team of people because it's easy for us to get caught in our recipes, but other people can help us. You know, have a little potluck. There you go.
It's always better with food anyway. You know, that's my thing.
Sure.
But anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and read this, and I'd love to see what we do on the other side of this because I think it's very profound and really kind of poignant to what we're talking about today. So it said, at first glance, it may appear too hard. Look again. Always look again. And it's advice from a mountain. It said, reach for new heights. Mm. Rise above it all. There is a beauty as far as the eye can see. Be uplifting. Build on solid foundations. Get to the point and enjoy the view. So at first glance, it may appear too hard. But look again and always be willing to look again.
Mm. That's great.
Good job.
And
working with a lot of people, I want to get to the top of this mountain. If I just get there, my life will be great. My life will be great.
Yeah.
Then they get up there and they realize that's the base camp to the next mountain.
Look again.
Exactly.
Look again.
Exactly.
Dang it.
Yes.
And I think,
we're never done.
And I think that's one thing, too, with spirit is about for me, one thing I've learned the past few years is just to allow myself to be in this place of being spacious. If I can be in a spacious place of curiosity and whatever spirit wants to put with me and I know it's in my, you know, is this or something better, you know, it's just like being on that trail. It's like, oh, this beautiful tree and, oh, there's a creek next to me. What? This is something better. I keep moving and I keep seeing. And, you know, once I've gone to the top of the mountain, I can come down that other side and there's a whole new path. That's got flowers and all kinds of things that I wouldn't have allowed myself if I wasn't willing to go back into the valley again.
And, you know, the other interesting thing about a mountain is that it's part of Earth, right? And all of Earth has movement. Even if it's really slow and subtle, it is still constantly moving. So we never stop moving, right?
Right.
Let's hope not.
And I
think let's hope not.
So important to remember too that you just it's okay to move at your own pace.
Amen.
You don't have to move at and you don't have to
Yeah, I know I've got some mornings I wake up like on a Sunday morning, I go, I'm moving really slow today. This is gonna be a slow day for me. You know, really kind of tuning your own body and figure what you know, how fast do I need to go today? And other days it's just like I'm gonna be slow. And you really allow yourself to be in that slower place, pace with yourself. Yeah.
And
I love what you said.
One person's slow is another person's fast, right? So it's a matter of honoring where am I at and not even needing to name it fast or slow, right? This is just where I need to be right now.
Yeah. And I love how you talked about, you know, sometimes we feel like we're being put on a shelf. And I think part of that is I know I've felt that way a lot. And I think part of that is, you know, when you're willing to grow and expand and you're giving yourself permission to allow myself to expand, not everybody else is in that place. So depending on who you have with your loved ones and just your life in general, it's going to be something that spirit kind of puts you on the shelf for a little bit so things can kind of balance itself out to where, you know, life can be doable and you don't feel like it's got so much chaos. So that's
so that holding
pattern we need to remind ourselves.
Yeah.
Right, and that holding pattern may
pattern.
Be for somebody else, right, or for your life to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're such a great little manifester. We need to slow your jets, girlfriend. Slow some jets on that. You're just going way too fast for everybody around you. Okay.
There is only one speed.
Yeah, there's not one speed. Yeah, that's why cars don't go, you know, anyway. For sure.
Oh, gosh.
So next week, next week we're going to have cake. It's time for dessert.
Yeah,
oh, it's so great. Yeah, we're going to be having some cake, and we're going to eat it too. So, and I love this meditation that you have for this cake. I've actually been listening to the Eat Your Cake, and I listened to it, and I love how you're just so time. You just pack a lot in 8 minutes when you do your time, when you do your meditations. Mm. So I find myself like listening to, you know, Eat Your Cake, and I go, I got to listen to that again.
I go
back for a second slice of cake, so it's all good. It's all good. So, all
right.
Yeah. So thank you, Phoenix. Amy, anything as we're leaving today?
I think the most important part is trust guidance and trust your own process.
And know when use your heart for discernment.
Yes, and you know when it's really guidance. You know when it's loving, it's kind.
Yes. And
be willing to ask and put down some ways that you know that you would really like it. You know, you can
and ask some questions
for what we want. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How do I prepare myself for this and make it a good
co-creators?
Exactly.
Yoo-hoo.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So I want to thank Phoenix. Thank you, as always. I look forward to next week with our cake. And we get to eat it, too.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
And Ms. Green, Christina, thank you for joining us. Hopefully you can pop on next week as well. That'll be fun.
Thank you so much.
That would be awesome.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
Oh,
and thanks. We will see you next time here at the cafe. Bring your fork because you want to have a lot of dessert. All right.
That's right. Bring
you guys next time. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.